Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Hump Day Edition, Hour 2, the Happy Hour. And I'm happy to be joined by a fine co-devil for the hour, Batman Matt Rothschild from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. But today I find him here in his role as author of my new book. Matt, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates. Thanks for coming round.
Hey, Crudy, it's always great to be back. It's nice to be in studio with you, and thanks for plugging my book, or letting me plug my book.
Well, let's talk about the book. Let's start with the book, 12 Ways to Save Democracy in Wisconsin. Now I got a to-do list and a reading assignment.
I think you can handle it.
How many books have you written, sir?
So I wrote one book during the Bush administration called You Have No Rights, and then I edited a collection, The Best of the Progressive, 1909 to 2009. So this is my third book.
That's pretty good.
Third and last, I think.
Eventually. 12 Ways to Save Democracy in Wisconsin. And you did autograph one to me, but I noted you dedicated this book to your wife.
I did.
Smart man.
I'm no fool, man. But the book was her idea, too, so it's doubly due
credit
her dedication. But she's a wonderful person, Jean. She's the love of my life, and we're getting on our 37th year of marriage, and it's the best thing I ever did. So awesome. Happy to dedicate it to her.
Awesome. 12 Ways to Save Democracy in Wisconsin. Marital advice from Matt Rothschild. Matt, let's first and foremost, let's do a contest, because you dedicated the book to your wife. Autograph one copy for me.
Read the.
Okay, here's the autograph, not the dedication, because that's the gene, but the autograph from 12 Ways to Save Democracy in Wisconsin, December 1st, 2021. That's today. I can't believe it's December. Dear Mike, thanks for having me on your show and for pioneering progressive radio in Wisconsin. Best Matt, a.k.a. Batman. I knew you were Batman. Thank you, Matt. Very kind of you. I will add it to the books I've read like a chapter of collection. I don't know if I'll read the whole book.
Hey.
I got to confess, I'm not going to read the whole book.
You know,
if I had to pick a chapter, would you have me start at chapter one or...
Well, you know, like I don't usually read books beginning to end, you know, and oftentimes I'll read the introduction and then conclusion and then jump around in the middle. So I just think you or any other person who picks up this book should read the chapters that interest them the most. If they're most interested in gerrymandering, read that. If they're more interested in campaign finance, read that. If they're interested in economic democracy, read that. If they'd rather take a look at uprooting racism, another chapter, take a look at that. Or there are other, you know, smaller bites you can do, like changing the recusal rules in Wisconsin so that judges, including Supreme Court justices in Wisconsin, have to get off cases when they have a huge conflict of interest.
Hey, we'll get to non-recusing disgraced former Supreme Court justices in just a minute. Matt, what will be the criteria for giving away a copy of 12 Ways to Save Democracy in Wisconsin?
Well, I mean,
got like an hour here.
What caller do you want? Caller number five?
No, we don't do it that way. They got to have something smart to say. So through arbitrary criteria.
The best question from a caller in the next half hour?
Somewhere between here and the end of the show. But you got to be listening. You got to call in at 844-967-2789. Should be something about democracy. You know, it doesn't have to be backyard politics. Although we do live here in the great state of Wisconsin. But, Matt, this makes a fine Christmas or Hanukkah gift.
Yeah,
where can people buy it?
It's a good holiday gift. You can get it at Amazon. You can get it from the University of Wisconsin Press, my kind publisher. You can get it at Mystery to Me in Madison or Room of One's Own in Madison. I'm doing a Zoom event at both of those places. Mystery to Me on December 7th, Room of One's Own on December 8th at 7 o'clock, both places. Then going up to La Crosse, your old stomping grounds, on December 9th, Pearl Street Books, 6 p.m.
Pearl Street, La Crosse. I know that location. Matt, would you call this your summer loving tour?
Well, it's not summer anymore. It's, but I'm happy to do this kind of little swan song tour. Let's call it that.
Matt, you, I know you love democracy, and it's funny. I heard you on a competing radio station very recently, very same frequency, different
same dial
tone.
Too. Yeah.
And as happenstance would have it, I was driving around the state of Wisconsin and I turned on a radio station with the same frequency as mine. And they're playing like the Matt song. And the guy said, oh, we played this in your honor, Matt Rothschild. And you were hawking a book over there as well. So I get it. You're on the Summer Lovin' Book Tour. But Matt, I teased you off air, off their airwaves, you know, as we booked this fine appointment. I said, Matt, you go on all my competitors' radio stations? And he said, yeah, I kind of do. What's your attitude in this day and age? Talking to, quote unquote, the enemy.
Well, there's the enemy and there's the enemy. I mean, I did in when I was at the Progressive Magazine go on Hannity's TV show. I did go on the O'Reilly show several times. I don't know if that was productive or
was
not.
Was that Hannity back when Combs was still alive?
Or yeah,
was
Hannity it? And Combs. And I'm not sure that was worth doing, and in hindsight, whether I should have done it. But if there is a host who will give you an actual free, relatively... even-handed shake, as the guys did when you were listening. I know I've been on that show before. It's an hour show. They give me plenty of time to talk. They don't interrupt me. They don't insult me. I'd like to talk to that host and especially to that host's audience. So if I can get my words out and given enough time to explain them coherently without being insulted, I'll take that opportunity every time.
Well, no promises over here, Matt. Insults are kind of part of the shtick. 844-967-2789. We're going to get to the Gableman in just a minute. There is some really tantalizing sound and video. We'll play the sound. We are an audio product, but you know, me and Matt, he's in studio and I got the book here. He is hawking it and selling it. 12 Ways to Save Democracy in Wisconsin by my fine guest, Matthew Rothschild, author of 3 books now. 3 more than Crudy ever wrote. You can win the book, but you got to call this hour. Again, 844-967-2789. Matt, you know, we talked about your testimony yesterday a little bit on a competing radio signal. Let's talk about Michael Gableman. Gableman is a disgrace, to my opinion, my characterization, former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice, and he has been tasked, despite the fact that he showed himself to be a Trump partisan, said, you know, rigged election and it's probably stolen. And now he's in charge of this, what, cyber ninja audit sham investigation here in the state of Wisconsin. And he was giving testimony today. And under the questioning of a Democrat, kind of lost his freaking mind. Were you witnessed any of this, man?
I did. I was watching it live. And I've got to say, I've never seen a witness so contemptuous of elected officials as Michael Gableman. He was rude. He was obnoxious. He was screaming at legislators.
And those are his good qualities.
Yeah, no one gets to do that other than Michael Gableman. I've never seen someone let that happen. Of course, the chair was Janelle Brangin, who was even more crazy now, than Gableman about the rigged election. So she took Gableman's side and told Spreitzer to be respectful when it was Gableman who was saying, shame on you, and I'm not going to answer that question, and called elected officials criminal, called administrators and commissioners, the Wisconsin Elections Commission, criminal. He was just slandering people up there. And anyone who watched it saw this man for what he is, which is a blowhard and a bully. You know who he reminded me most of? Spiro Agnew, the disgraced former vice president under Richard Nixon, who had to resign.
In his defense, Gableman's bags of cash came through corporate donors in what coordination, and you know, why recuse one of the topics you bring up,
right?
In
12 this is
ways
why
to save democracy in Wisconsin. He's the very Supreme Court justice, right, one of that refused to recuse despite millions of campaign dollars to his benefit.
Right. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce and Wisconsin Club for Growth spent more than $1 million to get Gabelman elected. And then when they were being investigated by the special prosecutor in the John Doe 2 investigation of your friend Scotty Walker for illegally coordinating activities.
I'd make him cry. I feel confident. I heard you. The wanker cry.
I heard you say that last half hour. He was asked by the special prosecutor to get off the case, to recuse himself because he had a conflict of interest because of the more than $1 million of expenditures that he received from the people, the organizations the special prosecutor was investigating, and he refused to get off the case. In fact, he wrote the decision in the case dismissing the John Doe prosecutor.
Well, of course he did. His colleague on the court, another corrupted Supreme Court Justice, David Prosser. What was Prosser's excuse? Well, I received those dollars, those campaign contributions, more than a year ago. How could I possibly recuse? Of course, it takes a year or more to wind through the courts. So the timing of winding through the courts was his justification for why, you know, he shouldn't have to step back from, you know, again, donors that gave millions to get these guys elected. Folks, you're listening to the Devils Advocates Radio Show. I got the best of co-devils. He's Matt Rothschild. And, you know, we're gonna savor the sound. So we're going to play it in the next segment because there might not be time to get all the Gabelmen and the corruption out there. But we do have a couple of callers. Let's start the contest to win the book this hour on the Devil's Advocates. Win Matt Rothschild's new book, 12 Ways to Save Democracy in Wisconsin. You better have a hot take. Let's start with Glenda from Madison. Glenda, welcome. Say hi to Matt Rothschild.
Oh, thank you. Thanks, Matt. And thank you, Crudy. Say, Matt, I live in the neighborhood that you lived in on the near west side of Madison by West High School, so we're kind of like old neighbors here. So that's kind of neat.
Well, don't dox him on the air, Glenda. Don't you'll have people showing up at the house.
Hey, yeah, Glenda, thanks for calling.
Oh, you're welcome. I gave no address, so we're okay. But I have a question. I recently read an article about the Fairness Doctrine and how it kind of disappeared in 1987. So it was in effect for 40 years. And for some unknown reason, they got rid of it. And now we could really use it. I wonder why they got rid of it, because this made journalists and broadcasting companies tell the truth and give both sides of the story. And they don't do that anymore. So I'm wondering why they got rid of it and how could we get it back?
Glenda, excellent question. But for satisfaction, edification, you got to wait till the other side. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Perhaps Matt will answer the fine question, and we'll see who's going to win the book. 12 Ways to Save Democracy in Wisconsin. I got the author, Matt Rothschild. More Devils. We'll be right back.
What are you?
I'm Batman.
You are my number one guy.